Prime Minister Tony Abbott has been heavily criticised for his comments on clean energy and wind power. But where does uranium sit in this debate? Some say it's a disaster waiting to happen. Others believe it has a future in Australia's energy needs. Paul Van Lieshout reports.
The conversation around the future of Australia's energy sector continues with the 10th annual Australian Uranium Conference taking place earlier this week. Toro Energy Limited says there's a future in uranium for Australia, while the Conservation Council don't share the same outlook. We spoke to a uranium industry representative, Andrew Woolland. He's the General Manager of Project Development at the Wiluna Mine in Western Australia.
Uranium's a commodity like every other, and like every other commodity, has its ups and downs in terms of price, and therefore investor sentiment. Very worthwhile endeavour, and certainly the outlook for uranium consumption generally as part of the growing demand for energy. I think you've seen clearly a build-up in stockpiles in the last 4 or 5 years, which has influenced the price of uranium, and it'll take some time for those stockpiles to come out of the market and be put through into the fuel cycle. So I think you'll see that as that occurs, you'll see a growth in the industry and a growth in uranium prices as well. There's no heavier regulated export industry, probably. Australian uranium can only be used for energy-related purposes. That's always been the principle of our exports. So the Australian government, through the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, have a record of where every shipment of uranium goes, and to the extent that that goes to countries such as China or potentially in the future India, it's as regulated as one could be about its end use, and it's very clear, very prescribed as to what the use of the uranium is. The Australian government actually has safeguards and monitoring and auditing and accounting standards that it implements to track material. Uranium's or nuclear energy's participation in sort of the clean energy future is important, because at the moment it accounts for about 10 to 15% of global energy consumption. So between renewables and nuclear, there's probably 30%, it probably accounts for 30% of energy consumption. So between those two sectors, it needs to find a way somehow to eat into the 70% that's currently used by non-clean energy sources such as coal and oil and gas and so forth. So that's the opportunity for uranium, and that's clearly it's the opportunity for renewables as well.
That's Andrew Warland from Toro Energy Limited. While industry representatives believe there's a future in uranium and nuclear power, others aren't so optimistic. Many of the projects in Australian uranium mines are located in WA. Mia Pepper from the Conservation Council of Western Australia believes the industry won't succeed and that the future looks grim for uranium and nuclear development.
There's only about 60 delegates, so, I mean, the reality on the ground is that this is really an industry in trouble. Well, the conference was more of uranium mining companies that were, I suppose, trying to attract investment. So most of the presentations were about project updates. There was one presentation from the South Australian government, which was talking about the South Australian Royal Commission, where at the moment the South Australian government is looking into prospects for nuclear power. And that, you know, the conference delegates from the industry were pleased to hear that story and that push for the expansion of the industry in Australia. But the reality was that, is that there's, I suppose, really little hope for nuclear power.
That report by Paul Van Lieshout.